What's up? You're listening to Five Tip Friday. You guys, this is our last Five Tip Friday of 2018. What the heck, right? This year has completely flown by. And I'm a little sad about that. I don't know where time goes. My mom used to always say, as you get older, time flies even more. And I think like 12-year-old Whitney was like, shush up, mom. Like, that's crazy. But now I get it. I'm living it. It's terrible. So in the spirit of wrapping up 2018, I wanted to share five end of the year wrap-ups for your financial life that will help you stay on track through 2019 as well. So let's dive in. Tip number one, renew your passport or at least check the renewal date. This is one of the things that can take a little bit of time. And if you're planning any trips or you never know, sometimes you find really great deals and you want to book a flight immediately. But if your passport isn't renewed or it's close to the expiration date, you're going to run into some issues. So make sure you renew your passport. Tip number two, start a list of yearly memberships and renewals. This is so important, guys. So if you have a little running spreadsheet of all of the bills that renew once a year or quarterly or whatever it might be, and the dates, it's super helpful. So for me, I have things like Amazon Prime on there. I have my car registration. I have my website hosting renewal. I have iTunes purchases, maybe like yearly things. I pay for Calm. It's a meditation app, and that renews once a year. But knowing when to plan for that really helps your budget. So make sure you have a list of just all of the yearly memberships and the renewal dates. Tip number three, gather a master spreadsheet of all of your primary expenses, the account logins, the passwords, all of that stuff, and then make sure that you password protect that sheet or at least use LastPass to help make sure nobody can steal all your passcodes. So why I suggest this is because this month my debit card renews, so I get a new debit card this December, and having to go through and find every single one of those places that my debit card was associated with is such a pain in the butt. So if you do this, it'll save you a ton of time and energy. So just get a list of all of your accounts that are linked to your debit card currently. Tip number four, automate. This is something that not nearly enough of us are doing. So automate everything you possibly can in your financial life. Things like bill pay. There's no reason you need to be manually paying bills anymore. Savings. If you have not automated your savings, check out apps like Capital. It's one of my favorites. That's the one I've been kind of talking about a lot lately because it's helping me save for my Machu Picchu trip. The other thing to automate is your retirement account. I don't know why we don't do this enough. We always think that we're just going to move the extra money into savings later or towards retirement later, and we never do. There's always something that's going to compete for your money. So make sure it's a priority by doing that the very, very first thing when you get your paychecks. So automate as much as you possibly can. For retirement, I personally like to use Betterment. That's the one I use for almost all of my retirement accounts. So that's the one I highly recommend. If you're not into Betterment, you don't like robo-advisors, go through directly through Vanguard and set up your accounts now. But do not procrastinate on these things. Automate everything that you possibly can because you're a busy person and you don't need to be thinking about this stuff. The last one that I highly recommend for end of year wrap up is to start looking through the larger house projects that you might need to do and get those on the calendar. So for me, my house is starting to peel. My paint is 11 years old almost now, and it's just starting to really get worn, and I can see, and it drives me crazy. But instead of waiting till spring to get everything bidded on and just get everything planned for, I'm getting quotes and bids right now because it's the slow season. So when spring comes around, I have the exact person I need. It's already on the calendar and I'm one of the first projects that they're working on. So you can do this with any of your own projects. Just make sure that you start to look around your house and see what are those yearly things or those kind of pain in the butt things. Maybe you have to repair your roof. Maybe it is new paint like myself. Maybe it's just scheduling out your maintenance on your lawn care. Whatever the heck it is, get it on the calendar now because that's going to save you so much of a headache later. And you're also not going to be overpaying because you're making sure that you actually are paying for a service before there's too much demand. When there's too much demand, contractors tend to raise their prices. That is it for today. I hope you've enjoyed this episode and I hope you've had a really great new year. I know 2018 was a roller coaster for me, so I am so honored that you came along this journey with me and got to kind of hang out and get to know each other a little bit more. It's been fun. Thank you so much for hanging out and I will see you next week for another episode of the Money Nerds Podcast. Bye.